When did it all start? So we have a book. This book is called Torah. Torah means Hoira, means teaching. It's a book of teachings. And in this book, we have all kinds of teachings. Teachings for Jews, teachings for non-Jews, teachings on morality, teachings on ethics, religious teachings, all kinds of things. Very good. But where did we get this book from? So there's a story which is actually registered in the book. The story says that around 3 million people were standing in Mount Sinai, and they saw a revelation, godly revelation. God appeared in front of them, and he said, "Hey guys, I have this book for you. This book contains my," says God, "my knowledge, my wisdom. So you get this book, and through it, you're going to reach me." This is what God said. Now, how do we know if this was true? We call it a God revelation. Where did we get this revelation from? From the book. That the book says that there was a revelation. The revelation says, "I gave you a book." So it's like a circle that never ends. So how do we know whether this revelation was true or not? So let's make just a little bit of using the head. The idea is like this. Let's suppose, just a supposition, that all of this is actually not true. I don't know why I have a beard, why I have this thing in my head. It's not non-true. So how did we start? How did it start? There was a guy, and this guy said, "Hey, there was a God revelation, and God gave me this book. Let's go with it." What does the book say? The book says that there was a God revelation, etc., in front of at least 3 million people. The book itself says 600,000 people between 20 and 60 years. So we can make a little bit of numbers. And then, of course, each one of them was probably married between 20 and 60 was married, one, two children, whatever, around 3 million people. So again, the book says that there was this revelation. If we want to question that, if we have a religion that started by one guy, we have a 50% probability that religion will stand on time. Why? Will endure time. Why? Because maybe the God says, the guy says it was not true. Maybe the guy says it was true. 50% probability. If you have two people that started a religion, like they went to a room and said, "Let's go, let's do this. There's a book. Let's write a book and let's say that God appeared with us and to us and he gave the book, etc." So then you have 25% probability that the religion will actually go through time. Why? Because maybe this guy says it is true, it is not true. Maybe this guy says it is true, it's not true. If you start adding people to the testimony that all of this happened, then the probability that it actually endures time goes down and down and down. So now we have Judaism. Judaism claims that there were around 3 million people watching this event. What's the probability that it actually endures time? Almost zero. However, we still have Jews going around with a beard and with the thing in the head. At some point, I'll explain what that means. So it's more probable that it is true. Now, within this revelation, God gave again this book, and in this book, we have a message. Message for whole humanity. Part of it is Jewish, part of it is not Jewish. There's the message. There's the book. This book contains godly wisdom. This book was given by God to the Jews in Mount Sinai. And God told the Jews, "Go spread out the word. Go give this book to everybody else so everybody understands how to reach God." Some people think you have to reach God through a, let's call it, prophet. Some people think you have to reach God through, let's call him his son, or whatever the case is. Judaism says, hey, you have a direct link to God. You can talk to him, and he, the most important part of it is, he is listening to you, and he is waiting for you to talk to him. So what are you waiting for?